Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Morning Mindset, a daily dose of practical wit and wisdom with a professional educator and trainer, Amazon best-selling author, United States Marine, television, and radio host, Paul G. Markle. Each episode will focus on positive and productive ways to strengthen your mindset and help you improve your relationships, career goals, and overall well-being. Please welcome your host, Paul G. Markle.
All right, we got some pop culture for you today. Yes, I have a pop culture reference for you guys today. And if you read the title, you're like, ooh, what's he going to say about The Office? Thanks to the advent of on-demand television, we've developed this thing called binge watching. Yes, binge watching. No longer do you have to wait a whole entire week to figure out what's going to happen on the next episode of Dallas. Or no longer do you have to wait for the cliffhanger, you know, the end of season cliffhanger, if you're a binge watcher. How many of you guys, whether it's Netflix or Hulu or HBO On Demand or whatever, how many of you have gotten so used to being able to watch episode after episode, season after season, that if you get to the end of a season and there's nothing else, you're upset, you're disappointed. You're like, where's the rest of it? I shouldn't have to wait for the rest. Well, here we are. And what is one of the most popular binge-watched shows on either Netflix or Hulu or, you know, whatever, Amazon On Demand or whatever? Well, it's The Office. You guys know that. The Office is probably our generation, probably the greatest television show or the most popular comedy TV show of the current generation. And it's been off the air for a while now, but despite the fact that it's been off the air for a while, it is still extremely popular in on-demand viewing. I've lost count of the times that I've watched The Office, that I've watched through. I have favorite seasons. You know, I think seasons two and three for me are the top ones, I really believe. I like the others. The last season, it was okay. The last two seasons were, you know, after Carell left, the last couple of seasons were okay. They weren't fantastic. They weren't what they were when they were brand new, but they were still worth watching. So, Paul, why are you talking about TV? This is Morning Mindset. Well, you may or may not know, if you're a fan of, if you're not a fan of The Office, then you still should listen anyway, because there's still a moral to this story. Even if you're not, my wife is not a fan of The Office. She hates Michael Scott's character, this character Michael Scott. She can't stand him. And her loathing for Michael Scott is so vehement that she refuses to watch the show with me because she's a stubborn woman. But, and if you're one of those people that are like, I don't get it, I don't like The Office, it doesn't matter. What you have to admit, though, is that millions upon millions of people enjoy and love that show. But that show almost did not become one of the greatest shows of our generation. As a matter of fact, it almost was canceled after season one. They only, if you know The Office, and if you don't, I'll tell you, season one was only six episodes. Season one, six episodes, it was a trial run. Now, the original Office ran in England, in the UK. Ricky Gervais came up with the idea of, you know, the whole Michael Scott character, and they had different character names and so forth. But the fact is, it was about a mockumentary about an office with an overbearing, self-absorbed, boss who had no concept of himself, and it was amusing. But if you've ever watched the original British Office, it's almost unwatchable. And well, to me, most British comedies are unwatchable anyway. But it's difficult to watch. However, they developed it for the United States. They're like, hey, we're going to license this. We're going to develop it for the United States. We're going to run a pilot series or a pilot episode, season, right? Six of them. It came in with mixed reviews. After the end of season one, the studio, NBC, did not have faith in The Office. As a matter of fact, there were a lot of people at NBC that said, you know what, we tried, it didn't work, cancel it. It was a nice try, didn't work, cancel it. But there was one man named Kevin Reilly, who was a big muckety-muck at NBC at the time. And even though he had a lot of people around him telling him, yep, yeah, we tried this, it didn't land, people didn't appreciate it, we didn't get the response we thought we were going to get, let's cancel it. Just cancel it, can it, move on, do something else. But Kevin Reilly had faith. He had faith in The Office. He had faith in the idea. He had faith in the project, even though the project wasn't perfect. Now, we're obviously introduced to all the characters in season one. We're introduced to the Michael Scott character, who is completely overbearing and has no sense of self-awareness at all. And he's really an annoying character. Now, if you watch the show, and I'm assuming many of you who are listening to me have, you'll notice how from season one to season two, three, four, up to the time that Michael Scott leaves the show, they continue to slowly but surely humanize Michael. Now, Michael is still annoying, and he's still overbearing, and he still tells stupid jokes, and he's still, you know, but at the same time, they also humanize him. He has vulnerability. And every once in a while, he comes up with a success. He does something good. And they did that very purposely, because what they found after season one is that the majority of the audience just couldn't stand the character. And that was part of the charm, was, hey, you have this boss that is so just ridiculously over the top and overbearing and has no self-awareness and so forth. But you couldn't ride that for 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 9 seasons. You couldn't go with that for the entire series. So they modified him. The Office season one was not perfect, but Kevin Reilly had faith. He had faith in the project. He understood that it wasn't perfect, but he understood, he saw the big picture, and he said, you know what, this can be better. Give me a chance, and I'll make it better. And they did. Now, our world would obviously be a different place if that man, if Reilly would not have had faith. He'd have said, if he would have listened to the naysayers who had no faith, said, well, we expected a home run right out of the box. We didn't get a home run, so forget it, scrap it, throw it away, do something else. We would have never had the joy. And I think a lot of you, if you enjoy The Office, especially if you enjoy talking about it and joking about it with other people and so forth, it has brought joy to your life in some form or fashion. It's brought joy to your life while you watched it, while you shared it. You know, like I said, my wife doesn't like The Office, but my kids do. I've watched it with my kids, and they enjoy it. I have friends who enjoy it. We've talked about it, laughed about it, and so forth. It is a project that has brought a lot of humor, of good feelings, of joy into the lives of literally millions upon millions of people. And how did that happen? It happened because one man had faith in the project. He said, I know it's not perfect, but it's worth saving. Do you, in your life, have faith? Is there something in your life? Is there a project? Is there a person? Is there a job? Is there a task? Is there something in your life that isn't quite perfect? You know, it's not, it doesn't please everyone. That show, that project, that whatever, it's not pleasing everyone. Not everyone likes it. Some people don't like it at all. You know, if Mr. Riley would have gone the standard traditional route, say, oh, well, some people didn't like this. I didn't please everyone. So in our world, if one person, if one Karen or Kyle complains, then we just have to shut it down. No. He said, yeah, okay. Some of you guys didn't like it. I get that. That's okay. Because not everybody has to like it. Just because not everyone likes it doesn't mean that it's not worthwhile, that it doesn't have value, that it can't be better. Have faith. There may be a project, there may be a person, you know, in your life that is not perfect, but they can be. They can be much better. They have tremendous potential. And that's what Mr. Riley saw in the TV show, The Office. He saw that it wasn't perfect, but it had tremendous potential. And rather than just throwing it away, than just giving up, he had faith in it. He took that faith and he improved the show and he turned it into something that literally millions upon millions of people love to this day and are still enjoying years and years after it went off the air. Ladies and gentlemen, have some faith. Reach down inside of yourself if you encounter a situation, if you, you know, have that in your life. You're like, well, it's not perfect. It's not what I thought it was going to be. Take a moment and say, well, does it have the potential? Do you have faith in what you're going to do? Do you have faith? Not everybody succeeds the first time. Not everybody hits a home run the very first time they step up to the plate. Some people strike out the first time they step up to the plate. That doesn't mean they shouldn't go back. Have faith. And I'm glad that man, Mr. Kevin Riley, had faith in that project and that he, you know, convinced the naysayers to calm down and let him work on it. And they did, and it really became something special. And it became something special because of that one thing, because of that faith that he had in it. All right, guys, I hope you have a fantastic day. I am your host, Paul Markle. And I'll talk to you again real soon.
Thank you for spending time with us today. To get show notes, submit a topic request, and for more from your host, Paul G. Markle, visit morningmindsetpodcast.com. That's morningmindsetpodcast.com. Please leave a review for this podcast on your favorite podcast player. We appreciate your time and effort, and we look forward to reading your honest feedback.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.